The glory is fallen out of the sky.
Well, I think the glory that's fallen out of the sky is a way of expressing the end of a season, the sun's gone. And that because the tenses are strange, like the is present and fallen past, it's sort of like it is happening, but it's reminiscent of the, indicates the year that's gone, that's gone in front.
The last immortal leaf is dead.
What one are we looking at?
We're looking at the very beginning. The last immortal leaf is dead.
Yeah. And I can't quite stomach
it. You think that's like saying...
I think that's like life after death.
That's what he's introducing.
This is the immortal leaf where we know
but
the leaves are going to die.
So it's dead.
But we know they're going to come
back. So he's saying, in other words, that...
Every inch, ounce of our being knows the leaves come back.
For me, what it's saying is...
Oh,
Explaining what we're going to do. We'll all be so exhausted.
We've all got the same script, I suppose.
Yes.
I'm going to go fight no trust.
I see purely death.
Yes,
sir. Yes.
So do I.
But always the optimist leaves. Yeah. It is interesting if you look at it as like a circle looping back on itself, though. It does change the sense of that immortal word. I wouldn't have thought of that. Very clever.
And the gold year, a formal spasm in the dust.
Okay, now can you see, because I can put more light on. That's what I think might be an idea. Can you read what?
Because
it comes in another form.
That's true.
In a sense that it does stay.
And the thing is that things that
and
are
some
lived
people
by
think people are immortal. I mean, they don't. We don't really die. Our souls. And he mentions.
But you think of all the people that have died.
What do you think? That's what he's saying. He's saying.
I think he might be putting in a little nudge. Yeah.
So if you get, if you take the very first image, the last immortal leaf is dead. In other words, it's going to come back again, and then we go into the series deep darkness. We actually come out the other end, back into the light again.
Because you know, even though you're
it's not so bad after all.
So you loop, you're doing this continual.
Just have to do it with knowledge. You can't go blandly. You've got to work it out and know what you're in for, and you're coming back.
We need to do this before we socialize.
Thank you.
Then he says, but look, then he says,
this is the passing of all shining things. He's saying, therefore we, me, he's saying, and you, the reader and the poet, together. Therefore, we also, blandly interoceptive earth, oh, let us descend.
Actually, he's created a triangle, and the triangle at the top is like that, and it comes down to darkness.
Yes, it is.
At the base.
Yes, it does.
But he's actually given us an optimistic typography with it, because he's given us the best possible typography for the circumstances that he's telling us that it's all steep dark.
That's right.
And actually, he's put the long lines about equidistant, hasn't he?
Yeah.
So it's like there's a point, and then another point.
Well, this is the passing of all shining things, is the longest line.
Take, shimmering wind, these fragile splendors from us. Crumple them. Hide them in thy breath. Drive them in nothingness. For we would sleep. This is the passing of all shining things.
Yeah, and yet there's no.
Don't those things go with the blend?
Yeah, there's nothing over
there.
So do I.
I think it's wrong. We also.
Let's get rid of the fucking thing. We'll put something else there. But what about this one? He come from the glorious kingdom.
Okay, Father.
I think all of those talk things about some reasonable things.
Thank you.
lingering, no backward wandering be unto us, O soul. But straight glad feet, fear ruining, and glory girded faces lead us into the serious, steep darkness. Thank you.